Hi. Good morning. Good morning. 7:10. How you doing? Thanks for joining me. Right now, it's 59. Let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump. With trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Pizza that delivers itself. That's right. You'll soon be able to hold, hold something else on a pizza delivery order. And that's the delivery person. Domino's and Ford are teaming up on a trial program to get hot to pizza pads. That was a terrible Italian accent. Anyway, to customers in self-driving cars. Now, it's in a trial run, actually, in Ann Arbor, Michigan, right here in Michigan. They have engineers riding in the passenger seats of the vehicles, but if all goes well, you'll soon be able to get your pizza delivered without tipping because there won't be any driver. Now, this is cool and all, but there's a problem with this. This means I have to go out to the car to get it, unless they develop some kind of robot that brings the pizza to my door. The whole reason I'm delivering the pizza is so I don't have to go out into the world. Usually I'm getting pizza delivered because I'm hungover and ashamed of myself, and I don't want to do anything. I want to just open the door, slide the money out, grab the pizza, and then go sit in a dark living room and shame eat the whole thing and question the choices I've made in my life. If I got to go out and actually put pants on, that defeats the purpose of delivering it. So they got some bugs to work out. Well, the alcohol they sell on planes is overpriced, obviously, but it's definitely cheaper than this. If you bring booze onto a flight and you get caught drinking it, you could get a fine of up to $11,000. Come on, man, that's some BS. You're actually allowed to bring the airplane-sized bottles of alcohol through TSA. We've all done that. But you can't drink it on the plane. FAA regulations say you can only drink alcohol if it's served to you by a flight attendant. Yeah, but then you charge $10 a drink. That's some BS. That's some BS, man. Just do what I do. Just go into the bathroom and, you know, do your shots of Fireball while sitting on a airplane toilet 30,000 feet up in the air. You buy a couple drinks so they don't get suspicious. But that's how you sneak it, man. Well, lastly, it's been confirmed Ronda Rousey is a married woman. That's right. She wed fellow UFC fighter Travis Brown on Saturday in Hawaii. Travis broke the news today on Instagram with a black and white photo from their wedding day. He wrote, quote, "What an amazing day. She is so perfect in every way. She makes me so happy. She is my other half. I love you, at Ronda Rousey, Browsey 2017. Aww. Aww. The fighters have been dating since 2015, got engaged in April. UFC head honcho Dana White was the first to reveal that Ronda was getting hitched over the weekend. He said he was invited, but he couldn't make the nuptials because it was the same day as the McGregor-Mayweather fight, obviously. So, but there you go. She's married. Hopefully there's no fighting in that relationship because that seems very dangerous between the two of them. Both very lethal people. Anyway, there you go. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?